Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Understanding from our intelligence that Russia was planning to set up a buffer zone. We had to make the military operations so that the buffer zone was made not by them, but by us.
Now you've captured this territory in Russia. So the big question is, what do you plan to do with it?
We don't need the Russian territory. Our operation is aimed to restore our territorial integrity. We don't need their land.
But conceptually, you have this territory now. You say you don't want to keep it long-term.
Conceptually, we will hold it.
I love that. We don't need Russian land. We have plenty of land. No. This is Vladimir Zelensky sitting down with NBC News talking about their incursion into Russia, which I think caught a lot of people by surprise. Hopefully it caught Russia by surprise. I've never understood that we have tied the hands of Ukraine and their response to Russia in trying to pretend like it's completely wrong of them to attack back into Russian space, whether it's with drones or with missiles or with just physical force. If somebody invades my country, they're not protected from me response invading them or attacking them. You know, my response to them doesn't have to stop at the border. I've never understood this very limiting rule of engagement that apparently they have been following, and now they're not following anymore. You know, they went back in, and rightly so. I mean, how much more deterrence can you get than when you know the country you invade might actually come back into your country and invade you in response? Good. I mean, you know, not to take an obvious example, but when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, we didn't just stop at the Kuwait-Iraq border. You know, we went all the way. Now, we should have gone all the way to Baghdad and solved this problem, you know, right away, but we didn't. But that's the point is, you know, yeah, of course response incursions are appropriate.
Do you really not inform the Washington, the Biden administration that you plan to do this?
No, we didn't inform anybody. And this is not the question of distrust. We informed many institutions in our state inside Ukraine.
Do you think your international partners will go along with
you? By the way, I kind of love that answer. Everybody here knew. We just didn't tell the U.S. And why? Because maybe they try to talk you out of it, right? It's easier to get forgiveness than permission, right?
Ukraine.
Do you think your international partners will go along with you? The United States signed up to defend Ukraine and defend Ukraine's borders and push out the Russian troops. I'm not sure the U.S. signed up for Ukraine occupying Russia.
Our partners do know that we had the full right for that because we were protecting ourselves.
Yeah, and creating a buffer zone into Russia, especially if they believe that there was imminent use of that land space to attack into Ukraine. You know, we're no stranger to the concept of a preemptive attack, right? That's not that big of a deal.
The plan to take more territory?
With all respect, I can't speak about it. I think that the success is very close to surprise.
The voice that sounds like he swallowed the other translator, that's the actual voice of Vladimir Zelensky. So every time you hear that super deep voice, that's actually him talking. But I love the question, well, what are you going to do next? Well, let me explain to you the value of surprise in military operations. Like, why would I answer that question? That's a silly question. 8:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We talked with the mayor about this briefly, but HCA Florida West Hospital has built a new six-story parking garage behind their current operation. It's just off of Johnson Avenue. It's going to open in February. 600 spaces, six levels at a price tag of about $26 million, which you know, pencils out to, as I mentioned to the mayor, $43,000 a space. Good Lord. Man, that's expensive. But what are they going to do? It's a growing operation, and it's not like they can, you know, I mean, where would you build parking in there? And that's actually a perfect location for it. But it does give a sobering number for the rest of us thinking about parking structures. Oh, the Winn-Dixie on 9 Mile is going Aldi. The Winn-Dixie on 9 Mile is going Aldi. My wife was there just yesterday, and they are. She saw signs up on the door that say, you know, closing September 26th. Or 22nd, I think. And she texted me. She's like, "Did you know that the Winn-Dixie on 9 Mile is closing?" I'm like, "I know one of the area Winn-Dixies is going to an Aldi, but they haven't said which one. I thought for some reason it was going to be that one." And she's like, "It says it's closing." And so I called them, and they said, "No, they're converting to an Aldi. They are closing. Last day is going to be, I think, what did I just say, the 22nd. And then they're going to go through 5 months of remodeling. And then, you know, they'll reopen as an Aldi in the spring, basically." So, and the one note about that, by the way, that you need to know is that they're no longer honoring the ad. That's why she was irritated, because she went to buy some stuff on the ad. And she's like, "They're not taking the ad anymore." Said, "No, BOGOs." So, yeah, that's just true. So they're no longer honoring the weekly ad as of 8:28. So that's just kind of a little bit of news for you. 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got a new accident that popped up on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Reserve Boulevard. That's before you get to the Navarre Beach Bridge through that construction zone. So just be aware of that. We're also seeing some delays. If you're headed I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just some minor delays there. Nothing really to hamper your travel. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're a company, you've got employees, you've got to handle things like health insurance and dental and vision and life and disability and all the benefits and the human resources management and the payroll and all the stuff that you get up in the morning every day thinking, "I get to go do paperwork today." Or maybe you got into business to do other stuff and paperwork is just part of the joy. If you don't love it, or you maybe wonder if there's a better way to do it, or you just want a little bit of help, or you just want to find out what somebody might be able to do to help make it a little bit easier, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. They've been in business locally for more than 20 years, helping businesses just like yours manage this stuff. We started using them in 2021, and they have been fantastic. I mean, they gave us choices in our health insurance that we didn't have before. I mean, they can't make the market perfect. They can't, you know, make plans that don't exist, but they can find us the best ones, and they have consistently found us, you know, sort of the best ones. And just having choices was nice. Plus, we have questions. They have answers. They're always very good at customer service, just fantastically responsive to anything that we ask. And trust me, my wife's an engineer. She asks hard questions, and they have good answers. So we endorse them fully. Cat Country, News Radio, we use them, like I said, for about 3 years now. 433-9996. Check them out at Torgerson Causey, TC Benefits Group, tcbenefitsgroup.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Are you ready to ignite innovation and drive success in Pensacola? Join Startup Source Pensacola on September 12th for an Entrepreneur Resource Expo at Brownsville Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is dedicated to empowering our local entrepreneurs and connecting them with essential resources and expertise. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established business, come out to connect, share, collaborate. For more information, visit StartupSourcePensacola.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You in some kind of trouble with the police?
Some things are much better left unsaid.
Like what?
Charges unsealed today are just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations. These actions will not be our last. The Justice Department has a long memory. We will pursue the terrorists responsible for murdering Americans and those who illegally provide them with material support for the rest of their lives.
Okay, this is good. This is good. Announced indictments against six leaders of Hamas. Merrick Garland there, the attorney general, making the announcement. The just one small note that I would offer is that of the six, three are already dead. So not sure how excited to be about announcing indictments for corpses. Also, it does put a slightly different spin on his announcement.
And those who illegally provide them with material support for the rest of their lives.
All right. You know, check, I suppose. You know, you can really make that statement when you're announcing indictments against dead guys and three that are not dead. And, you know, horrible, terrible, wicked, awful, nasty. There aren't enough adjectives to describe these people. You know, leaders of Hamas who killed innocent Americans, killed innocent Israelis. Put their own people in tremendous jeopardy by inviting aggression from Israel, and on and on and on. It's a long story here, but yeah, again, half of them, it's already done. 822 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have a home improvement project, you need hardware, supplies, or advice. And I always say this because obviously, you know, you can go buy your stuff at Pensacola Hardware. Okay, they've got your stuff. I think that should be their line. We've got your stuff, because they've been in business since 1851. They've got your stuff. And if you ever want it proved, go and ask them to see the back room. Just say, hey, Andrew says there's a back room. And you'll go and you'll be like, it is every grandpa's dream, okay? It is floor to ceiling, 12-foot, two-story, rack of just hardware stuff that's been there many times, I think, since like 100 years. It's amazing. Anyway, so they got the stuff, but they've got the advice. So if you're not sure how to do something, they can tell you. They live and breathe, you know, home improvement, repair, and construction. So they can tell you how to use it, whether you're just an individual putterer or whether you're a professional. Either way, they can help you. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 823 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, although he is in a conversation with somebody else. So we will do something else at the moment, because every once in a while that happens. This, I thought, was fascinating. Somebody brought this to my attention that, you know how we have the Amendment 3, the legalizing recreational marijuana, the one that Donald Trump has now jumped on board with, that, you know, I think once again shows how he's a pragmatist, not an ideologue, B, not a conservative. I mean, it's just, you know, how many conservatives do you know that are like, oh yeah, we should definitely legalize marijuana? And the libertarians, yes. But that's the difference between libertarians and social conservatives. Social conservatives believe that there are rules that ought to be in place that the government can stand behind. And libertarians think, hell no, no rules, right? That's kind of their view. But anyway, Donald Trump is, you know, not really a social conservative, even though he's captured the Republican Party. And that's fine. I'm not objecting. I'm just describing. But the Amendment 3, the one to make recreational marijuana use legal in the state of Florida, comes up in November. But now, and it's September, so we're 2 months away, FDOT and the Florida Highway Safety Motor Vehicle Division have produced a PSA. A very, very interestingly timed PSA.
It's just weed. I'm fine to drive. No one can prove I'm high. Unlike alcohol, there's no way to test how high you are, and it slows your response time. A half-second delay can be the difference between life and death. If your THC level is in zero, you're not safe to drive. Stay alive. Don't drive high. Educate your kids and your grandkids. They deserve the truth.
So, is it a PSA about don't drive high? Clearly. Or is it really a backdoor ad against Proposition 3 being funded by official government funds in a government where we know that the administration is also against Proposition 3? It's an interesting question. 437-1620. What thinkest thou, I might ask? 437-1620. If you're wondering how I learned such fancy words like thinkest thou, it was at college. So if you're thinking about getting a little education, you like this segue? If you're thinking about getting a little education, taking a personal enrichment course in literature or the arts or science, or you want to pursue a new career, or you have children, or maybe you are one who's in high school and you're thinking about dual enrollment, which is a free college coursework that gets you both college credit and high school credit so you can graduate and then go into university with an advanced number of hours. Pensacola State College, a great way to do this. They have been a fabulous resource for my family. We've got three kids, all of whom have either done or are in PSC, two of whom have graduated with sophomore and a half credit going into UWF, and the third one is on his way, just started this semester. Teachers that love to teach, small class size, very customer responsive. We love, like really, really love PSC, my family. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Got an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Reserve Boulevard. That's going westbound, so just be prepared for that. Seeing some major delays in that area, maybe 5 to 10. No, I'd say about 15-minute delay. Looks like traffic is really stacking up right there. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. He's still in the conversation. All right, here we go. Hey, David. Can we trouble you for some headlines? That was my second try, brother.
I'm sorry, Andrew.
It's all right.
Well, the leaders of Hamas are being charged with terrorism for the October 7th attack in Israel. The U.S. Justice Department announcing yesterday that six defendants had been identified by the FBI as the leaders, and all of them now being charged with conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals and various other charges as well. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul ordering Secretary of State Antony Blinken to testify on the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Blinken was issued a subpoena yesterday to appear as part of the GOP-led effort to investigate the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Of course, 13 U.S. service members and around 170 Afghan civilians were killed in a terror attack during that pullout. A State Department spokesperson says Blinken has already testified 14 times and isn't available for the dates that they want him to testify. McCaul threatening to hold Blinken in contempt if he doesn't appear.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 828 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I would love a text from anybody who can either confirm or disconfirm that the new on-ramp of despair is in use today. FDOT told us to expect that if you're going south on 29 to get on eastbound 10, that's where you go to the right and then you bend around to the left and you come up on the interior lanes, you know, when people are going 60 or whatever. And it used to be you came up into the lane, then they made that better. It used to be the on-ramp of total despair. Now it's the on-ramp of mild despair. We have been told by FDOT that there's going to be a new on-ramp configuration that we're supposed to start using today. And we just don't know if that's in place. I haven't had a chance to go put eyes on it or anything. So if you know, text me, 437-1620. What this means is probably traffic jams, okay? So the commute that's already messed up because of this $250 million project that's going to take 6 years. I know. I mean, it'll be all over real soon in 2030. Not only are you dealing with it if you're going south to east, but if you're going north to east, right, that ramp has been closed for a while. You got to go all the way up to Broad Street, hook a U-turn, and come back down. So we have now sort of two sets of traffic that are going to be trying to use that new on-ramp that is, I'm just guessing, not going to work quite as smoothly as the old one that already didn't work all that smoothly. So, you know, say it with me. It'll all be over soon in 6 years. 8:30 here on News Radio 92. I wish I had better news for you. Sometimes I just don't. I can't make stuff up. Night of Fun, Fashion and Philanthropy at the 48th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show put on by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation Thursday, October 24th at Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones. You can find out more information about sponsors at BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org. Get more information. We'll be back with our frivolous topic after the news.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. 61 days to the election, and a whistleblower reports Secret Service woefully unprepared the day Donald Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox that many Homeland Security agents were standing in. They're only training a two-hour webinar.
They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway.
Secret Service responds it respects the role of oversight. Candidate Trump returns to Pennsylvania for what could have been the first Kamala Harris debate, but Harris turned it down, so Trump talks directly to voters in a Fox News town hall tonight with Fox's Hannity. Candidate Harris hits New Hampshire, still pulling together an economic policy, proposing a small business tax deduction up to $50,000. Justice Department investigating NVIDIA for antitrust with its AI chips. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 76 degrees. We've got, looks like mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. And the group Preserve Navarre continuing their work towards incorporation of the Navarre community. They've filed now a feasibility study and a charter with the clerk of court for the Florida House of Representatives.
We brought in professional consultants to review it, and those folks gave us some good feedback. We incorporated that into the document. And now we have filed it with the state of Florida in Tallahassee as of last week, where they will review it, give us additional feedback so that the people of Navarre get the type of city they deserve, which is one that works for them.
That's Wes Seiler, the Preserve Navarre director, an unofficial straw vote being planned for October 12th. Now, that is a non-binding vote. It only serves as an indicator of whether it has community support. The only way to incorporate the town would be to push a bill through the state legislature during the legislative session. A military special forces veteran arrested on child sexual abuse charges as he was getting off an airplane at the Pensacola airport last weekend. The Walton County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Brendan Souter had groomed and sexually abused a child he met through competitive shooting competitions over the course of several years. Deputies served a search warrant at his home days earlier. They say evidence was collected that gave probable cause for his arrest. The U.S. Marshals assisted with that arrest due to Souter's background and firearms training. He's now facing charges including lewd and lascivious battery and molestation of a child abuse, and having sex with a victim between 16 and 17 years old. He's currently being held in the Escambia jail pending extradition back to Okaloosa County. Now, there's a debate going on in Flagler County over a proposal meant to ensure athletes' safety. The school board there considering requiring student athletes to take electrocardiogram screenings. Some think making ECGs a requirement could protect the athletes. Others are worried the mandate could potentially violate privacy. A vote could come in the next few weeks on that. SpaceX is planning a couple of launches this week off of Florida's coast. The company says they're planning to launch a batch of Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit tomorrow. Liftoff on that planned at about 8 a.m. at Cape Canaveral. And the Polaris Dawn mission facing another delay this week. Crews now hoping Friday could be the potential launch day. And if everything goes as planned with the Polaris Dawn mission, four civilian astronauts will embark on a five-day journey and take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. Governor Ron DeSantis talking up Florida's investment in workforce education. Also, nursing education yesterday. The governor says enrollment in nursing programs at state colleges is up by 25%. And as for the state university system,
we now have 1,800 nursing graduates. That is a record high for our state university system.
Governor DeSantis says those are also quality graduates. The average passing rate for the state university system for the major nursing exam is now at 92%. That compares to 90% nationwide. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available. That's whitesandselectric.com. Still dealing with that accident that happened over in Gulf Breeze Parkway and Reserve Boulevard. I'm seeing some major slowdowns if you're going westbound. That's right past the construction zone right there. So just be careful with that. Build in about a 15-20 minute delay on that one. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day today. 70% chance of rain. High near 85 degrees. Low overnight near 71. For Thursday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 84. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 73. High rain chances for Friday with a 90% chance of rain and a high near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 76 now in Pensacola. 76 also in Gulf Breeze. 74 reported in Milton. Your money now this morning, a mixed open for the markets. The Dow up 76 points at 41.1339. S&P down 7 points at 55.22. The NASDAQ is down 96 points this morning at 17,028. 10-year bond rate is down just a bit, 3.82%. Gold price is up 460 at 25.1840. Silver prices are up 7 cents this morning at 28.41, and Bitcoin down 14.81.33. It's at 56.506.35 this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to announce an economic proposal to help small businesses today. Of course, she's on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. She'll be outlining a proposed tax reduction for small business startups. Her plan would increase the deduction from $5,000 to $50,000. United Airlines raising concerns about the pending merger between Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines. In a letter recently sent to the Department of Transportation, United Airlines says the merger could have a negative impact on its partnerships with Hawaiian. One of the concerns, a deal that allows passengers to collect miles on both airlines. And Chase Bank says a viral TikTok trend is really just check fraud.
Over the weekend, videos on the popular social media app showed users depositing fake checks for large amounts of money and then quickly withdrawing the cash from their accounts. Some users claimed a glitch in the bank's system allowed people to get the cash from the deposited checks. Instead, those who tried to take advantage of the so-called glitch later ended up seeing large negative balances in their accounts. In a statement, Chase said the incident has been addressed and added that regardless of what you see online, depositing a fraudulent check and withdrawing the funds from your account is fraud, plain and simple. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It is 8:37, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a fashion question for you. It's always a dangerous place to go. But my fashion question for you, 437-1620. Fanny pack yay, fanny pack nay. Fanny pack yay, fanny pack nay. What's the ruling on the fanny pack? 437-1620. If you're a female, probably that's a your vote carries a little bit more weight. Okay. Do women ever wear fanny? I suppose sometimes, but typically it's more guys because you have a purse. I mean, the fanny pack is a man purse, right? Okay. 437-1620. The reason I wanted to ask this question today is because I have seen what I can only describe as the most horrible, awesome thing ever. Can you confirm that it's horrible and awesome, John?
I can confirm that.
I stumbled across somebody's page where they had a picture of a guy with is a thin guy. You know, he's maybe like 5'10", 160. Okay, he's a pretty thin guy, maybe 50 even. But he's got this big old beer gut hanging out of his t-shirt. And I looked a little closer and I realized, that's not a beer gut. That's a fanny pack designed to look like a beer belly. So, so when you wear it, and they've got a variety of them, the post had a variety of, let's say, shades for different people. Different people of different tones. Different hair volumes. There's that I can only describe as the beer belly swirl with an awful lot of...
Go ahead. Yeah.
And then there's what I will call the Jabba the Hutt style, which is multiple flaps of fake flaps. Beer belly...
magic.
In the satchel. 437-1620. When you see a fanny pack, I suppose we could also delve into the details here. Fanny pack... front, side, or back wear, you know, because you can wear it on over your, like a small little backpack over your, you know, to cover your tramp stamp. You can wear it side saddle, you know, or you might have a holster that you don't because you can't open carry in Florida. Or, you know, the typical, which would be the front, the belly position. Now, it would look pretty funny if you wore a hairy beer belly fanny pack side saddle or on the back. I mean, that would be very visually disrupting. 437-1620, yay or nay, John?
Oh, that's a nay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever owned one?
No.
Wow.
I own cargo pants.
Oh, well, that's true. Cargo pants are the alternative.
There you go.
Fair.
Not
okay.
As obvious.
No, you're right about that. Yeah, that's true. Cargo pants are the substitute, right? That's the euphemism. I've owned two in my life.
Oh, I bet there's pictures.
They're horribly ugly. Yeah, one was like neon lime green, I think, back in the day, you know, when they first came out. And then for a long time, I had one that I can only describe as grandma's quilt made up of all of the old suits from 100 years of men donating material. It just had stitched together, looked weird. It was a great fanny pack, but it was, my wife made me get rid of that as a condition of marriage.
Oh, I bet. I was just about to say that.
437-1620. All right, getting the phone call, getting the text in here. Fanny pack, yeah, or fanny pack, nay. Somebody says, nay, nada, never for a man. Somebody says, fanny pack is okay.
Oh,
hey. Well, you got to give reasons. It's not just a vote. I mean, you got to explain your vote. Like, what's your justification? It's hideously ugly. It's super useful.
Handy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What I have liked about them historically is that it's a little more secure than, say, a purse or a backpack or something that you know, because, like, I think about travel and security. And when you go, especially out of the U.S., you're always worried about, you know, weird stuff going on. And the fanny pack always seemed a little bit more safe than some other things. But, you know, it's still, you have to deal with looking like you look. somebody says it is perfectly fine to wear a fanny pack if your objective is to stay single. If your objective is to alienate women. Somebody here says you have to be above the age of 60 or a member of AARP or The Rock, or if you're The Rock, because he did Rock one, Dwayne Johnson. That's it. And even then, you still look ridiculous, but people will put up with it because you still don't look good when you're 62 and a man and wearing a fanny pack, even a beer belly fanny pack. But people will be like, ah, what are you going to do? Can't stop him. 845 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Oh, if you are 64, speaking of fanny pack age, if you're 64 turning 65 and you need to convert over onto Medicare, something that you might be a little apprehensive about because it's new, it's different, it's weird, it's an unknown, it's not that hard. A lot of people do it. And you might be getting phone calls, you might be getting letters or emails, and it might feel stressful. It doesn't need to be. It's very easy. But you've got questions. Medicare Advantage, supplement, Medicaid, does that apply to me? What about prescription drugs? Okay. There are easy answers to all these questions. Call somebody who knows. That's a good friend of mine, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's delightful. Her whole family does insurance, and she does this one part. Okay, and she's a big fan of the show. Used to be a reporter. That's how I met her, but now she does this, and she's just wonderful. She really is. 341-2185, Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up online or give her a call. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Seeing some backups right now. If you're on 98 heading westbound, right, starts around the National Seashore Trail. No, don't say anything. It starts there, and it rolls all the way.
Seashore Trail is what you say afterwards.
All the way to the animal hospital right before you get up to the turn to go to Pensacola Beach. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I love you so much, John.
I know.
All right. The question of the day, fanny pack, yay or nay, 437-1620. I own one. It was the best gag gift ever. Oh, burn. Somebody here says, for men, no fanny pack. Maybe if you're in cycling, if you're a cyclist, okay, because then maybe it becomes. Somebody says, absolutely not, unless you drive a minivan, of course. Ooh, all the shade today. All the sick burns. Wow. My daughter refuses to allow me to wear one. I like that. That's a great note. Somebody says, fanny packs, shoulder bags for the win, especially when you have kids. It's easy to have your everyday carry items as well. Somebody here says, you have to be crazy is the point. I won't use one, but my mother-in-law lost her mind to dementia. She wore one everywhere. So you literally have to lose your mind to use one. Okay, that's what they said. Not my words, their words. Plus, it'll store all of Grandma's Werther's and her peppermints and her used Kleenex and, all the stuff that Grandma carries in her purse. Along with the, who told me that their grandma had a gun in their purse? I forget who it was now. It was some elected official when I asked that question. Maybe it was, I don't want to name names. Anyway, fanny pack only with a mullet. Oh, yeah. All right, I like that idea. Always assume that the man wearing a fanny pack has a gun in it. True. Fair point. Mm-hmm. Also, probably been married 20 years. 437-1620, they're good when visiting an amusement park. That's true.
True.
That is true. Because also, then you don't have to worry about things falling out your pockets. If you're wearing shorts, you get on a ride, something like that. Fanny packs are only allowed if you're wearing socks with flip-flops. Oh. All right, so if you're going to mess up one thing, you might as well mess it all up, right? Let's see. This is an interesting note. Depends on the position you wear it in, especially for women, because sometimes they wear it not as a across the belly, but across the chest, like a sash, like a Girl Scout sash, where it's sideways, angular, kitty corner. I don't know, the hypotenuse, the chest hypotenuse. I need to take a break. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas X Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, Atlas Beverage Class, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, along with Jackson's Cooking Class and Angelina's Supper Club. That's all today at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
It's a device to slide through time. The longer I travel, the harder it is to control. I got two charges, one to get me here, one to get me home.
Well, that's just lazy writing.
All right, I hate to throw this story on you at the end of the show, but I am going to do it. 70-year-old Alabama man passed away last month. This is found this at AL.com, a good source of news about Alabama, even though it's actually a Florida story. Okay, you'll see why in a second. He was being treated at a Florida hospital elsewhere in Florida, and not anywhere close by here. Muscle Shoals resident William Bryan and his wife Beverly were at their rental property in Okaloosa County, so down the road, out of the listening area. He began experiencing pain in his left side. They went to the hospital, where doctors warned him that he would suffer serious complications if he didn't immediately have surgery. Okay, then Joe Zarzer is his attorney representing him, so you'll see where this is sort of going to go bad. He underwent a laparoscopic splenectomy, so that's a removal of the spleen. Okay. According to the report, Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky performed the surgery, removing the spleen that was actually his liver. Yeah. Oops. Again, according to the report, resulted also, by the way, removing the wrong organ, but also resulted in cutting a major artery that caused interior bleeding and his death. So he didn't die from having the liver removed, thinking it was a spleen. He died from the bleeding caused by the artery cut. And in the process of everything else, didn't notice immediately that he had removed the wrong organ until labeling the removed spleen or labeling the removed liver as a spleen. The surgical pathologist at the hospital who reviews these things, if I'm saying a false thing, I'm just going on the report, I don't know, please correct me if I'm wrong, reviewed the specimen and said, well, that's not a spleen, that's a liver. So the doctor didn't know and labeled it wrong, according to the pathologist report. And so here's what you do to prevent that from happening. When you go in for a splenectomy, you get the Sharpie out, and you write, not spleen on your liver and your... No, there's no solution! You know these old reports about people cutting off, like, the wrong arms and wrong legs? You're like, people put Sharpies in that. Not this leg, you know that? What do you do if it's... Oh, my God. Oh, The consolation is that he didn't die from that. There's no consolation in this story. It's just a horrible, terrible story. So, yeah. Ugh. And a lawsuit. And you got to imagine millions of dollars. A54 here on News Radio 92.3 and a totally different subject. I mentioned Randy Jorgensen is now has left the Milton City Administrator position. And in leaving, I thought had some really, really thoughtful and kind things to hear.
I came back here for a limited period of time based on a request that was made of me by some of you and some of those senior employees. And someone tell me once that if I would have said no to that request, I'd have to move. And I thought about that. And I thought about running into Joe Cook a year later at Publix and having had him ask me if I would come back, and had I said no, looking at him, knowing that I could have, he's a friend of mine. He asked for my help, and I said no. Now, that's when you make a commitment to return here because of those people, those employees.
See, I love that. Like, I love living in a community where you're going to run into people you know at the grocery store. You know, I've lived in big cities and, you know, small towns. And, you know, Pensacola is a sort of a smallish medium, but Milton is much more of a small. And, you know, running into people that you know in the grocery store. And the idea that, hey, these people asked me to come back and serve. And if I said I couldn't, and then I just run into them on the golf course, you know, like, why couldn't you be serving today? Well, I was busy golfing, you know. And so he came back for a little while. Now, he also said he's not coming back because he had come back the one time after Scott Collins, you know, after that all fell apart.
I'm not coming back again, folks. I'm done this time. And there's probably people in the audience and people out there that will be as thankful for that as I am. It's a wonderful community. I hope, you know, you hear a lot this political season about unity. God, wouldn't that be refreshing in the city of Milton?
After a meeting that was, at least at times, contentious and therefore great material for Days of Our Milton. You can always listen on the podcast at newsradio923.com. I would say the 7 o'clock hour is probably the most entertaining one.
Oh, yes.
If you're looking for entertainment value, I'll just give you one little teaser moment.
Would you please instruct the gallery to shut their pie hole?
To the gallery. How do you say that?
Howard Steele. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays on Highway 90 through the Pace P Ridge area. Other than that, traffic's going good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, big thanks to Randy Jorgensen for all of his years of service to the city of Milton and, you know, did a fine job. And he even, you know, on his way out, endorsed, of course, Ed Spears, who's now the city manager. And I think will do a great job as well if he survives the election, because that's going to be the thing, right? Depending on who gets elected to city council, do you have a majority as it is now aligned with Ed and Alex Andrade and, you know, the majority on the board now, Jeff Snow, Casey Powell, sort of Gavin Hawthorne, Roxanne Meason, Sherry Sebastio, or do you get a majority aligned with Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow and Heather Lindsay? And if that majority gets in, I would expect that they get rid of Alex and they get rid of Ed and maybe they make Heather Lindsay the attorney again after she had been formerly. Who knows? But, you know, big shifts potentially on the line when it comes up to the election in Milton in November. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling your home, trying to decide if now is the right time, particularly, or, you know, what price can you get for your home? And, you know, should you time it to wait? Should you time it to go ahead? Should you time it to already missed it? I don't know the answer. But Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty can help you figure that out. And all kinds of other things, too. You know, they can tell you what's the market doing in your region, in your price range. They're not the same thing. You know, there's no, like, a market. The market at $700,000 in Gulf Breeze might be different from the market at $1.2 in Gulf Breeze. Or the market at $400,000 in Cantonment. You know, like, everything is a little bit different. We tend to think about these things as one big thing, but they're not. They're all interconnected, but they're not all the same. What is the difference going to be made by interest rate changes? What is the difference going to be made by the changes in real estate commissions? All relevant. All relevant. Ask. They'll have good answers for you. They sold 175 homes last year, and they can certainly help you sell yours or buy or both if that's what you're doing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
What else do we have going on? Oh, the Dodges closed suddenly yesterday. Poop, zip, gone. So if you're going to go to Dodges for your cash gas, can't do it. Just suddenly up and gone, which was a bit of a surprise to people. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Listen on air at 90. 90-